From Entrepreneur Media, this is Problem Solvers, a show in which entrepreneurs do what entrepreneurs do best, solve unexpected problems in their business.
We were completely wrong.
And I'm just like, it's not selling.
It was like, we have to start from scratch.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine.
Well, hey, let's talk. So let's do this. I'm not exactly sure how to.
Weird hearing that. That was me on March 19th, 2020, back when the pandemic was just beginning to impact everyone's lives. 4 days before that recording, I'd gotten on a plane with my wife and two little kids, and we flew out from New York to my parents' place in Colorado, where I still am 9 months later. I haven't been back home since. And during those first few days in March, I did what everyone did, which is that I just tried to keep going, tried to find some sort of normalcy, which in my case meant doing interviews for this podcast, but it wasn't easy. I mean, you can just hear how totally scrambled I was.
Chained.
Anyway, on the other end of this call, listening to me stammer, was a guy named Patrick Boyaji. He's the co-founder and CEO of a company called Own Up, and he was also grappling with the moment.
Like everybody I've talked to today just seems more beaten down by this than yesterday.
Patrick and I had actually scheduled this interview that we did a few weeks earlier, you know, before most people understood just how disruptive this pandemic was going to be. We'd planned to talk about a critical moment in his company's history and the great lesson in customer service that it can offer anyone. And then, of course, the pandemic arrived. But what were we going to do? Despite the world convulsing around us, it was on the calendar. We still did the interview, the one we'd originally planned, the one that, it seemed, had nothing to do with this pandemic at all. And so we talked, and then, frankly, I just set the audio aside because, as you may know, if you listen to the show for a while, this show, like just about everything else in the world, shifted to react to that moment. And the discussion that I had with Patrick just, I don't know, it just felt like an issue from before the pandemic and felt somehow beside the point. But now it's been 9 months, and the panic of the pandemic has given way to a kind of adjustment and clarity and sometimes even opportunity for many entrepreneurs. And so I decided to return to that old audio with Patrick, to listen to it for the first time since I had recorded it, and to see if there was an episode to be made here after all. And you know what? There is! Because this lesson Patrick learned before the pandemic feels extremely relevant now. And it will be just as relevant after we're all vaccinated and the world goes back to normal. Because what Patrick learned is something that's going to sound so obvious, but is often something we forget. And it is this.
The human is the person that is there to be empathetic and to help you when you're scared and you're vulnerable and you're nervous.
Patrick had built a company that tried to digitize a service that used to be done by humans. And at first, it really did not work. People hated it. And so Patrick's solution was to step back and really understand how to build and earn people's trust and the kind of connections people need, even in what feels like a transactional business. And this is so important to think about now because, you know, the pandemic has led to a boom in digital business. So many entrepreneurs have migrated online or created online services or just beefed up their digital presence. And that is all smart and good, but Patrick's story can serve as a warning that you can go too far into digital and forget the human connection that really does matter even in a virtual world. As a result of the lessons he learned, Own Up had a strong year of growth in 2020. So today on Problem Solvers, I want to tell you the story of Patrick and his company Own Up, a story that's been sitting on my computer for 9 months, but couldn't be more relevant now. It's the story of how to build human trust in a digital world, and it's coming up after the break. Our socially distant world has changed many things, including how sales are done. Sales teams are now constantly looking for an edge in a virtual world. So how can you
take it to the next level and exceed your 2021 sales goals, try LinkedIn Sales Navigator. It is the best version of LinkedIn for sales professionals. With this tool, you can tap into the power of LinkedIn's 700 million plus member network. LinkedIn Sales Navigator gives you 20 monthly in-mail messages, lead recommendations, unlimited searches, actionable insights and news, and access to free courses on LinkedIn Learning. With LinkedIn Sales Navigator, you can target the right prospects and decision makers, and the numbers speak for themselves. 15% more pipeline from sourced opportunities, 17% lift when saving leads on Sales Navigator, and 42% larger deal sizes. So start your 60-day free trial of LinkedIn Sales Navigator today by going to linkedin.com/problem. That is linkedin.com/problem to start your 60-day free trial of LinkedIn Sales Navigator. linkedin.com/problem.
All right, we're back. I have told you that Patrick built a digital business that lacked humanity, but I haven't actually explained that business yet. So let's back up and get to know Patrick and how he came to be an entrepreneur.
Prior to starting OwnUp, I ran the residential lending business for a bank here in Boston. And in the 5 years that I was there, I helped grow the bank into a $1 billion bank. And on the residential lending business, which was what I was responsible for, we grew to become the top lender in the state and one of the 40th largest lenders in the country. We were responsible for $11 billion worth of home loans.
Impressive. This is a guy who knows mortgages. And because of that, he made a very calculated personal decision. When it came time for him to get a mortgage for his own home, he did not go to his own bank. And that's because lending is all about fit, Patrick says. Not every lender is right for every borrower or property type. And he had all of these tools available to him to figure out which lender was the best for him and what product was the best for him and what cost would be and all that stuff. So when he identified his perfect lender, he went to them with a deal only a guy in the business would think to make.
I found a lender. I went to them, said, I want to get my loan through you, but I want you to give me an even lower rate than the one you're offering because I've eliminated your biggest expense, which is the cost to acquire me. You don't have to pay your salesperson 100 to 200 basis points in commission, and you don't have to pay some lead generator. I'm going to go right to the doorstep of underwriting, and I'm going to get my loan, and you should return some of the savings that I've created for you by reducing that expense back to me in the form of a lower interest rate.
It's smart, right? And in doing this, he would save $40,000 over the life of his loan. And after successfully doing this for himself, Patrick thought, wait a second, I've got something special here. What if there was some way that he could take what he did for himself and offer it as a service to anyone, to save anyone money on their mortgage by building a marketplace that connects consumers with exactly the right mortgage lender for them? It would be, he says, the best way to save money on the biggest financial transaction of your life. So he built a little team and started exploring the idea.
So we went out and we talked to a bunch of young people, you know, the types of people who would be starting to buy a home for the first time. And we said, hey, listen, what if we could connect you with a bank and, you know, you would save money because we'd find you the right lender that's going to close your loan, perfect fit for you. And we pre-negotiate terms so you don't have to negotiate and you're going to save a lot of money. And everybody was like, yes, I want to do that. We're like, okay, well, would you like to talk to somebody in the midst of doing this? They said, no way. I want to do it all online. I want to go straight from like first base around or from home plate around first, second, third and get to home. We said, perfect. That's an incredible business to build because, you know, it's just going to be all software and we'll have incredible leverage and everybody will get value out of this.
So that's what they did. They built this technology platform, a digital marketplace to connect consumers with lenders. This is the first version of his company, OwnUp. And the marketplace worked really well, but
the problem is nobody used it. And the people that did use it, nobody converted. So we had to sit and look at ourselves and say, you know, we just gave up really high paying jobs at like a bank and we have young families and we got to do something here.
So what do you do? Well, step one, you learn from the data. Patrick just said nobody used the platform and nobody converted, but that's a bit of an overstatement. There were a very small number of people who actually did use it all the way through. So Patrick and his team looked at who those people were, figuring that they, you know, would be family and friends. But they weren't. They were random people, just consumers from out in the world. But there was a consistent theme with these people.
Every person that converted had talked to either myself or my co-founder. And they had talked to us because they came to us through some referral. So somebody said, oh, I know Patrick or Mike, and they're starting this company. You should talk to them. Here's their email. So we talked to them on the phone.
And this is an interesting data point, right? The people who converted were the ones that had a human connection, a human interaction with somebody at OwnUp. Now, this came as a surprise because remember, when Patrick and his team did their initial consumer research, everyone told them they wanted a human-free experience. They just wanted a digital platform that did all the work with no interaction with humans required. But now that this digital platform is actually out in the world being used, it turns out that the only people who used it successfully were the ones who did get a human interaction.
And so we said to ourselves, like, maybe we should insert a human into this. And let's just see what happens, because we got nothing else to lose at this point. And so what we did is we reduced the number of questions we asked in our online questionnaire to only the stuff that was absolutely necessary to drive more people through the funnel. And then we introduced this concept of talking to a human at the end of it. And to our surprise, a really large percentage of people took us up on that offering. And then once we talked to the people on the phone, conversion went through the roof.
Ooh, now we've got interesting new data. The first people who'd gotten a human interaction had gotten it as a fluke, just people who were connected to Patrick and his co-founder. But now this second set of people were getting human interaction as a part of the product, and it confirmed exactly what the original data showed. The human connection mattered.
And the reason was that we were able to, in a very short conversation, establish a trustworthy relationship with people. We put people at ease.
Which, it turns out, really matters during massive financial decisions, even if, at the very beginning, people tell you it doesn't really matter at all. So now, what does Patrick and OwnUp do with this new insight? Well, I will tell you, but first, we are going to take one more short break.
If you listen to Problem Solvers, then you know that running a business means constantly solving problems. Endless to-do lists, employees to take care of, and your ever-present bottom line. So here's something that'll solve one of those problems right away. It is called Gusto. Gusto built an easier and more affordable way to manage payroll, benefits, and more. They help over 100,000 businesses with tasks like automated payroll tax filing, simple direct deposits, free health insurance administration, 401ks, onboarding tools, you name it, Gusto made it easy. And they really care about the small business owners they work with. Their support team is attentive and helpful. And since money can be tight right now, you will even get 3 free months once you run your first payroll. Just go to gusto.com/problem solvers and start setting up your business today. You will see what I mean when I say that it's easy. Again, that's 3 months of free payroll at Gusto. That is G-U-S-T-O, gusto.com/problem solvers.
All right, we're back. So Patrick and his team have identified this important factor. When a user talks with someone at OwnUp, they are much more likely to convert. And so what do you do with that? Well, first, Patrick and his team needed to digest what they were seeing. Because remember, they'd originally built technology that took care of everything. There wasn't actually a need for a human being insofar as it was able to make a good match between a future homeowner and the right lender. But now they were coming to understand there is a difference between the technology and the experience, and you have to cater to both.
So the model is what creates all the value for you. The business model and the technology is what creates all of this incredible value for you, bringing transparency to an opaque process, allowing you to save money, making sure that you close and have a good experience. But the human is the person that is there to be empathetic and to help you when you're scared and you're vulnerable and you're nervous because it's the first time you're buying a house or it's the first time you refinance your mortgage. And it's just a really big transaction. That solution was what's transformed our business.
I asked Patrick how he squared this. Why did customers tell him one thing, but actually want something else?
I think that's like an age-old experience for marketers. You know, a lot of times what somebody says is not actually what they do. And I just think we are serving customers in an experience that has low frequency and is really high stakes. You know, there's a lot of money on the line here.
just because a solution is good, that doesn't mean it's a good solution for every problem. Patrick compared this to travel. If you want to fly somewhere, you can use something like Kayak, and it'll easily lay out the few factors that you want to consider. You know, what airport, what airline, what day, time, price, etc. That's really all you need to make a decision. But a mortgage is not like that. There are so many factors to choose from, and it's not a decision that you're going to make many times in your life.
Even though they told us that that's what they wanted, I just don't think they were understanding the full magnitude of this type of transaction.
And this is an important insight, I think, because it means that we can't take a solution from one place and apply it to another. It's the reason that there's a giant graveyard of companies that call themselves the Uber of this or the Yelp of that or whatever. It's also the reason why when you're creating a new service or company, the very best thing that you can do is get it out there into the world and see how people respond and then learn from it. It's like that line from LinkedIn co-founder Reid Hoffman. He says that if you're not embarrassed by your first product launch, then you launched too late. In other words, the whole point is to release something imperfect so you can learn and improve it. Interestingly, Patrick says that he's seeing this kind of realization spread throughout the tech industry now. I had pointed out that there's a real estate company called Redfin that had a similar journey to him. I interviewed its co-founder on the podcast a while ago. You go find that episode. Redfin attempted to automate the home buying process, cutting out the real estate agent that consumers said that they didn't want to deal with. And then, of course, wouldn't you know it, when the time came to actually buy a home, consumers did want to talk to a real estate agent. And so Redfin had to shift its model to accommodate that, bring in the agent. And Patrick said, yeah, he had watched Redfin's journey with interest and had talked with a lot of the same investors, and he noticed an interesting shift among those investors.
They had a lot of venture capitalists that, when we told them what we were going to do, said, yes, this is the way of the future. These are the businesses we want to invest in. All technology, massive leverage, scalability. This is what you should do. And what's really funny is, like, those same investors that we talked to several years ago, now what we see have switched to this idea that humans plus technology is better than technology on its own or humans on its own.
But the lesson goes beyond just adding humans to an automated service. Because, you know, that is ultimately a short-term lesson. People will become more and more accustomed to automation in various forms and transactions big and small, and that need for human interaction will shrink or shift or something. So what's the bigger lesson? The bigger lesson is trust. That when you build something, even if it's great and works perfectly, you have to think about how it feels. And that lesson is even more important during these times. It is a lesson that Patrick has taken to heart and tried to build into Own Up. For example, the company tells its customers exactly how much money it makes off of their mortgage deal. He said it's a fraction of what a traditional salesperson would make. And this kind of transparency helps people feel comfortable using the service.
You're going to need to know that there's no misaligned incentives. You know, you can't be getting paid by one group more than the other. Because if you don't have a trustworthy brand that you're interacting with, it'll never work. You know, there's just got to be trust.
Here is the result of that. Again, I talked to Patrick in March of 2020 at the very beginning of the pandemic, but in early January of 2021, as I was producing this episode, I asked for an update on how the year went. And he told me that in 2020, Own Up worked with over 20,000 customers and has helped all of its customers save more than $100 million in interest payments over the life of their loans. Own Up also doubled the size of its team in 2020, hiring engineers, designers, product managers, home advisors, customer success associates, and it launched a study investigating predatory lending practices and exposing how they disproportionately impact U.S. veterans who are hoping to obtain VA loans. In other words, it was a big year, and it sets them up well for 2021. But it's all thanks to a decision that was made a long time ago to stop focusing exclusively on product, no matter how well it works, and to start increasing focus on trust. And last kind of personal point, because we talked about how, you know, started recording that in the beginning of the pandemic, and now here we are. Maybe you've heard like a clicking noise. Possibly you heard kids in the background. I'm not sure. I am recording this in a closet. I'm standing because there was nowhere to put the computer because there are kids running around everywhere. And I'm like, I'm holding the microphone because there's nowhere to put it down. And that's the clicking noise is the wire. And, you know, look, we just make it work. But you know why I'm telling you this? this is getting really meta. I'm telling you it because I found that every time that I say on a podcast something about how the podcast is made in some kind of crazy circumstance, it's just so relatable. And people are like, ah, I mean, I'm doing exactly the same thing. I'm working in a closet. My kids are running around, whatever. And it builds, builds trust just the same as Patrick is doing. This is how it's done. Transparency and just a mindset that it's not just about building a good product. It's about building trust. And by the way, I talk a lot more about this kind of thing in my newsletter. I would love for you to sign up. Just go to jasonpfeiffer.com, J-A-S-O-N, F as in Frank, E-I, F as in Frank, E-R.com. Sign up. I will talk to you next week.
And that's our episode. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to Problem Solvers wherever you get your podcasts. We come out with a new episode every Monday morning and you don't want to miss it. And hey, be kind. Pass the show along to an entrepreneur friend who could use a boost. And did you solve a problem that would be good for this show? Let me know about it. Visit my website, jasonpfeiffer.com, J-A-S-O-N-F-E-I-F-E-R.com, where you can find my contact information and all sorts of other valuable info. Problem Solvers is a production of Entrepreneur Media. Be sure to visit entrepreneur.com for all your entrepreneurship needs. And even better, subscribe to our magazine, which is just full of the smartest entrepreneurs solving the toughest problems. My name is Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. Thanks for listening. And hey, let's go solve some problems.